Fantastic. Oh, excellent. So we were discussing matzah shira, the wonderful topic of egg matzah. And as we saw last time, it was a big machlekes harishayim. What is the pshat over here in May peiros ein machmitim? We saw the gemara earlier, Masechtas Pesachim, that we said that May peiros are not machmits. Yet we still had a machlekes harishayim about whether or not one is allowed to have matzah that is made with May peiros. Rashi's opinion, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the opinion of the Rambam was that meperos are not machmets at all, and it's in fact permitted to eat it. And if you would bake matzah with meperos, it's not considered to be matzah. It doesn't have the potential to become chametz, and therefore it doesn't have the possibility either of becoming matzah. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam was that meperos are not machmets, and he added that mebeitzim are also considered to be meperos, and therefore one could have egg matzah on Erev Pesach. He won't run afoul of the principle of Ein Oichlin, of eating matzah or Pesach. Whoever eats matzah or Pesach is people bo aritzusav eitzchamav. It's a person who's jumping the gun, who's impatient, who's impetuous. If you do this Erev Pesach with egg matzah, that doesn't have the same implication as eating matzah itself, and it would be permitted to eat it, to munch along on it on Erev Pesach, because May Peiros and May Beitzim are not machmets. The opinion of Rashi, though, and that of the Ravid, was that even though May Peiros are not machmets, maybe even May Beitzim are included in that, are not machmets midoy raisa, it is still prohibited, if not only midoy rabbanon, perhaps even more than midoy rabbanon, perhaps even midoy raisa, but not with the kareis of chametz, but it's still prohibited. Nonetheless, so Rashi's opinion was, because the Gemara said, if you remember, that if you bake matzah shira, there's no kareis al chimutzoi. There isn't kareis, which implies that it is still prohibited. So Rashi, in the opinion of the Ravid, was that meperos, there is chimutz, albeit not kareis, and maybe even deiraisa, but certainly aser midrabanan. How do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? So we saw last time, then the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in Siman Tavsam Vesif Dawid, May Beit, Mishamashkim, Kum, Havu, Bechlau, May Peiros, and May Peiros are not Machmet. However, the Ramah disagrees, and Ramah's opinion is that we should be Chayshesh, sounds like we should be Chayshesh for Rashi. It could be we're Chayshesh for another reason, and the Vilna Goyen brings this up. Maybe we're also Chayshesh, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam was that even though it's true, May Peiros say Machmetim, if there's a little bit of water that sneaks in, so then the concoction can produce chametz. So maybe we're afraid a little bit of water mixed in. But perhaps, or more probably, what the Ramah is concerned with is the opinion of Rashi and the Raiva, that even though meperos are not machmas to produce chametz, which is kareis, they are machmas to produce chametz, which is asam midrabanan, or maybe even asam midaraisa, absent the kareis. And therefore, the opinion of the Ramah is one should not eat matzah shira on Pesach. Does that mean you shouldn't even own it? If we're afraid for kareis, is that, you know, that it's chametz, maybe you shouldn't even own it? So perhaps, owning it might be a little bit different. Maybe owning chametz is limited to chametz where there's kareis. If there's no kareis, it's only chametz midrabanan or chametz nuksha. Probably wouldn't, be an issue to own it, but certainly should not be eating matzah shira on Pesach. Okay, so the egg matzah is really only, says the Ramah, for the cholim and the zakenim, who are unable to eat regular matzah, and they need something else to eat, so they can be soymech on the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, and meperos and meibetz, and not machmetz at all. However, those who can should be choshesh for the shita of Rashi and the Ravid, the meperos is machmetz a little bit, at least midrabanan. So let's just read the Ramah over here. V'medinas eiwe nogin lodosh meperos v'afil luktev ha-matzah zei nogin rak lachar v'yosim bet nechamim v'ngo shanos v'mo v'shasot chak. Okay, so only cholim and zakenim should be eating egg matzah. Now this all comes to a head on Erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos. As we mentioned, I think we ended off with this last time, that of course Erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos creates many dilemmas. What are we going to do with biur chametz? We usually burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. How are we going to do that this year? When Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you can't burn the chametz obviously on Shabbos. So we're going to have to flush it down the toilet or something else like that. I think we discussed that already this year. What are we going to do about selling the chametz? We usually also sell the chametz on Erev Pesach. So how are we going to sell the chametz? We have to sell it Erev. We have to sell it on the 13th of Nisan and not on the 14th of Nisan, like we usually do. But one of the issues with Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos is, what are we going to do about Shavuos Shudis? Shabbos Hagadol, we typically have, Shabbos Hagadol, Joshua also has a dilemma, but we'll have to push that to the Shabbos before. But what are we going to do about, that isn't such a big issue. What are we going to do about Shavuos Shudis, right? We usually have three meals on Shabbos one Friday night, one Shabbos morning, the second Shabbos afternoon, how are you going to have, Shalosh Shudas Shabbos afternoon? Typically, you have to have Lechem Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos afternoon. So how are we going to have Lechem Mishnah Shabbos afternoon? Erev Pesach Chal Yesh B'Shabbos. You can't have regular matzah, first of all, because you can't eat matzah at all. Erev Pesach Chal Yesh B'Shabbos. You can't eat bread. It's already after the Zman Yitzchak Chametz. So what are you going to do? Friday night and Shabbos morning, by the way, you could have chametz. What's the problem? I understand. We all cleaned our houses for Pesach, and we're going to have to do bedikas chametz, already before Shabbos. But you have to contain your chametz and keep it. You have to be clean for one day and keep your chametz under control and have chalas Friday night, Shabbos morning. But even if you're going to be so brave as to do that, what are you going to do shalosh shudas? What are you going to do shalosh shudas? That was the issue that's raised by all the Rishonim. So the Ramah discusses this, and the Ramah says the most obvious teretz, which I think is for most Jews. The Ramah says, "Be yaitze with peiros amini targima." We're going to get to it later on. Maybe I don't know if we'll get to it, but the Gemara says Masechtas Pesachim later on. You could be yaitze shalosh shudas. Ideally, you're supposed to have right lecha mishnah. You're supposed to have pras, but if not, you could be yaitze with peiros and mine targima. You could be yaitze with other things too, especially now when Shabbos is shorter. And people are just finishing lunch at 2, 3 o'clock. Look, we already saw last time, it's better to be chachamein of beroshoi, right? To be royas anoyot, and make sure that you plan accordingly and don't overeat at lunch and have room for shalosh shudas. But if not, one could be yoyed to shalosh shudas with peiros and mine targima. There's no reason not to eat anything. You could always have, right? There's always room for jello. There's always room for something else to be yoyed to shalosh shudas. To be yoyed to peiros and mine targima, fartik, that's what all kaiso should have done. However, the Magen Avraham already starts with the Chumras. And the Magen Avraham says, nah, but people are not going to want to do that. They want to have Shalosh Shudas, like they're not used to having Shalosh Shudas. So what are we going to do if you want to have pas for Shalosh Shudas? So the Magen Avraham says, I have a different teretz. Let's just split up the lunch meal. Let's wash in the morning at 11 o'clock. It's a little too late to have bread. We'll wash at 10 o'clock. Everyone's going to have to daven early. Erev Pesach Chal Yesh B'Shabbos, we'll daven early. We'll wash in our bread at 10 o'clock or 9:30. And then we'll bench quickly and wash again for Shalosh Shudas, or before the Zman Yitzchak Chametz. We'll split the meal into two. Can you do that? So that's the suggestion of the Magen Avraham. They quote in the name, and there are those who do that. They quote in the name, you have to be quick, but they quote in the name of the Ari HaKodesh. There's a little bit of a shaila in terms of making Hamayitzi after you just benched, right? So they say you have to, you run into this shaila on Shavuos, people want to make a Milchik meal and then a Fleishik meal. So you can't just bench on the milchiks and then run away to the fleishiks. It seems like a bracha shein etzricha. Well, what are you benching for if you're about to eat again? So they say you have to take a hefsek, take a walk around the block, learn a few mishnayos or something, do something in between. Otherwise, it seems like it's all the same meal, and then in which case, why did you bench in the first place? But even more than that, there's other inyanim here too. Meikra din, of course, the Magen Avraham is correct. You can do this. However, they quote in the name of the Ari HaKodesh, you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to split the lunch meal into two. And this comes up many times by simchas. Simchas, people have this. They want to have a long lunch, and they don't want to have to serve people shalosh shudas. Let's say you're making Shabbos bar mitzvah, Shabbos shever brachas. You have 1,000 people there, and you don't want to put them all up shalosh shudas. Now another thing. So what you do is you have put out rolls by the kiddush, let them wash by the kiddush, bench by the kiddush, and then come to lunch where we'll serve your children and some kugel, and then we'll send you home packing. So we were yaitze, our job as hosts, we gave you lunch, that's kiddush, and then we gave you shalosh shudas, that was lunch. You understand? I'm sure we've been to simchas that are like this. So it sounds like a nice idea if you're the host. It saves a little bit of money because you have to pay for the kiddush anyway, and now it saves you the money of shalosh shudas. I don't think it's right. For another reason, besides the Ari HaKadosh's reason, which we'll get to in a second, I don't think it's right because, we're going to get to later on in the Gemara Shabbat, in Pesachim over here, that the kavod of the day meal is supposed to be greater than the kavod of the night meal. Usually if you go to a simcha, the more elegant meal, the more fancy meal is typically the Friday night meal, and that's when everyone wears their fancy clothes and we have 1,000 courses, and then the Shabbos day meal is kind of like, we hop-lop. The worst speakers get the Shabbos afternoon meal. We barely serve an appetizer by the Shabbos afternoon meal because people already stuff from the kiddush. So the truth of the matter is, it's not really right that people do that. The kavod of the day meal is supposed to be greater than the kavod of the night meal. So if that's the case, and the least kavod of the kavod of the meal is shalosh shudas, you could be yaitze with mina targima. So in terms of the pecking order of seudos, Shabbos lunch is the top of the pyramid. Friday night is the middle, and Shabbos Shudas is the bottom. So what happens over here? The people want to hop around and do away with their guests as quickly as possible and save as much money as they can. So what do? They make Kiddush the day meal. That's not nice. Kiddush is the least bekavedik of all the things. The Friday night Suda at the Simcha is very fancy. The lunch at the Suda at the Simcha is, mediocre. And the Kiddush is the Kiddush. I'm walking around with salad and this and that. And, I don't have a place to sit down. That's not bekavedik. So if the most bekavedik meal on Shabbos is supposed to be the lunch meal, so for people who wash, I'm going to give you a piece of gefilte fish, wash and bench, that's your lunch meal. Now it's come Shabbos Shudas, we'll have cocoa and cholent. No, that's not nice. Because really the most bekavedik meal is supposed to be the Shabbos lunch meal. So I don't want to do this at people's expense. I'm not here to cost anyone $5,000 because you didn't have the pecking order of your seudas right. But it really is, if we're being honest, right? And over here, however, we try and be honest. So for being intellectually honest, I don't think it's right that people do this. I've had people in my own family who've done it, and I did voice my opposition. I don't think it's right. I think it's not right. If you're going to make simcha, you should do it the right way. And the right way is that the Shabbos day meal should be more chashuv than Shabbos Shudas. It shouldn't be that the Shabbos day meal is a piece of gefilte fish at a kiddush, and the Shabbos Shudas is a cholent and potato kol. It should be the other way around. The Shabbos day meal should be as bekavedik as possible. But even more than that, the Ari HaKadosh argued they really shouldn't eat Shabbos Shudas before Mincha. So those Simchas, they typically will daven Mincha after the Kiddush and then go straight to lunch. They did daven Mincha before lunch. That they were Yotzei. They just got the pecking order of the meals wrong. However, over here, if we're going to wash twice and have Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos in the morning, it's going to be before the Zman Mincha. It has to be, because it's before the Zman Yitzchak Hamitz, which is before his Mincha. So you're going to have two meals before Mincha. So ideally, it's the right thing. The Ari HaKadosh wouldn't have Shalosh Shudas. He was makbid about this. Not to have Shalosh Shudas before Mincha. You should have Mincha first before Shalosh Shudas. Interestingly, the Ari HaKadosh based this on a Kabbalah Dekeinion, which I'll explain to you what it's all about. However, Rav Soloveitchik had the same diuk. Rabbi Shechter quotes it in one of the Sfarim, Nefesh HaRav, or Pnini HaRav, one of them. In the name of Rav Soloveitchik, had the same diuk from the language of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha. Where is this? Halacha. Yud. Halacha Yud. Says the Rambam. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you. The Rambam says, Kachai minigat tzadikim marishonim. This was the minig of the tzadikim. Mispal adam b'shachar, b'shabbos, b'shachris, umusaf b'beis ha-knesses, v'yavu l'beis ha-v'yisoy tzud ha-shniya. They would daven, come home and eat the tzud ha-shniya. V'yelech l'beis ha-medrish, yikra v'yishma adam mincha, yispal mincha, v'achakach yikva tzud ha-shlishis. V'yach v'yishta ad motzei Shabbos. So it says that they would come home, have Suda Shnia, go back to Shul Dav Mincha, and then have Suda Shlishis. So the Rambam here outlines the Seder Hayom for you. Why does the Rambam have to tell us how to go about our Seder Hayom? The Rambam can't tell us, have your three Sudas, Davim, Chakras, and Mincha. The Rambam has to give us a Seder Hayom. We're too unsophisticated to figure this out on our own, how to negotiate three tefillahs and three meals. This is that, this is rocket science. Why does the Rambam have to give us the Seder Hayom? And why these guys, Tzadikim HaRishayim, because they followed this specific recipe and formula. So Soloveitchik explained, because this is the way you're supposed to go about the Suda Shabbos. It should be first, davening Shachris, then lunch. Then davening Mincha, then Shalosh Shudas. Why? And the Ari HaKadosh was makbid about this. So the answer is, because everything on Shabbos is supposed to be Chetzi L'Hashem v'Chetzi L'Hachem. Right? The Gemara Mesechtes Psochim earlier, Daf Samach Zayin. It's not only Psachim, it's elsewhere. It's a contradiction between two Psukim. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, with regards to one of the Yom Tovim, either Shmini Atzeres or Pesach, it should be a Chag L'Hashem. But on the other hand, the Pasuk says, Atzeres Tiyah L'Hachem. So the Gemara asks, is it Chag L'Hashem? Is it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spend the whole day davening and learning? Or is it supposed to be Atzeres Tiyah L'Hachem? It's supposed to be for us, that we're supposed to be eating and drinking. So the Gemara quotes a Machloikes, should it be O Kula Lashem, O Kula Lachem. We either have the option of making every yontif all davening and learning, or all eating and drinking, or Chalkeu, Chetzi Lashem, V'Chetzi Lachem. You should split it, half for you, half for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning, half should be eating and drinking, half should be davening and learning. And the Gemara there says on Shabbos, that, this was a machlokes by other Yamim Tovim, on Shabbos, Kuli Amamoidu, Debeinu Namin Lachem. Everyone agrees on Shabbos that you need an element of lachem. You have to eat and enjoy Shabbos, because the pasuk says in connection with Shabbos, v'karasu l'Shabbos oineg u'kleish Hashem mechubad. Shabbos is supposed to be a delight. You're supposed to enjoy Shabbos, and the way that we enjoy Shabbos is lachem, is by eating and drinking. So kuli yama moidu, even though it was a general yom machlekes, is it oy kula l'Hashem or kula lachem, or is it chetzi l'Hashem or chetzi lachem? You're supposed to split the day half for you, half for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or the other opinion that we're writing was, or either you have the option, either all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu or all for yourself. I mean, the pasuk is either or. Here, everyone agrees you split it. Everyone agrees you split it, because on Shabbos there has to be a part that's lachem. That's why on Shabbos you're not supposed to fast past Chatzos Hayom. If you pass fast Chatzos Hayom, even if you eat later, you already violated the Chetzi Lashem v'Chetzi Lachem. It's only supposed to be Chetzi Lashem. Until Chatzos Hayom could be davening and learning. But if you're going to go more than Chetzi Lashem, past Chatzos, it's wrong. You're not supposed to fast past Chatzos on Shabbos. So too, the Ari HaKadosh already explains that this is what it's about, is that on Shabbos it's always supposed to be a tit for tat. Chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. So we daven Friday night, Kabbal Shabbos and Ma'ar, we come home, Suda Shabbos. We daven in the Shachris and Musaf in the morning, we come home, Suda Shnia. We go to Shul, we daven Mincha, we come home, we have Shalom Shudas. And what's the point of all of this? Of course, it's to teach us that we're involved in many different ventures, right? Many different areas of life, that, you know, some of which is Ruchnia, some of which is Gashmias, and the purpose is to integrate the two, and to understand that we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu not only when we're in the base medrash, but even when we're sitting at our table and we're eating, that's also serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we should eat only in order to go back and serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu again in the base medrash or in the base medrash of life. Right? So there has to be this trade-off, this relationship between the Chetzi L'Hashem and Chetzi L'Hashem. So it has to be davening and learning, then eating. Davening and learning, then eating, to show that the two are related and really two sides of the same coin. So over here, if you're going to have two meals in the morning, the Magen Avraham, that's what he recommended, you're going to run afoul of that principle of the Ari HaKadosh. You always, and that was the Diak of Rav Soloveitchik in the Rambam too, you're always supposed to have Chetzi L'Hashem v'Chetzi L'Hashem. Okay, so having two meals in the morning anyway is hard for most people. You try and arrange this. You can do this, the Yeshiva Bochar, you can do this. You try and arrange this with a family. Okay, everyone gather around, we're going to have lunch. And then everyone starts bringing out their parsha sheets and all this. And you're like, sorry, we're benching now, and now we're going to move on to Shalosh. It gets complicated. This is not a way, this is not a mahalach. So what other options do we have to do? So can we have matzah shira? Can you have matzah that was baked shaloi l'shma? Can you have matzah? You certainly can't have matzah. What about matzah that was baked shaloi l'shma? So if you remember last time, we had a diok of the Marashon Taisis, that Taisis says over here, Rabbeinu Talmud, eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. What about matzah that wasn't baked l'shma? Can you have matzah that wasn't baked l'shma? So it sounds like the Marashon says, nah, it doesn't sound like you could have matzah that wasn't baked l'shma. But then we saw other Paiskim who said, maybe matzah that wasn't baked l'shma you can have, just like matzah shira you could have. It's not the matzah you're using to be yaitz to the mitzvah. The Marashon had his diuk in Taisvis. There had been a time only a matzah shira. He didn't have betzeko shel nachrim. Matzah that wasn't baked l'shma. But then we had that other Rishonim disagreed, that maybe you could have matzah that wasn't baked the Piskei Arid, that maybe you could have matzah that wasn't baked l'shma. So if anyone has matzah that wasn't baked l'shma lying around, you could have that, maybe on Erev Pesach. But we don't have matzah that wasn't baked l'shma lying around. So Ramosha said in a tshuva, Ramosha's a tshuva about this, that was originally printed in a journal called the Torah Vahira. That's what's Ramosha's yeshiva on the Lower East Side called MTJ, Mesipsa Tiferes Yerushalayim. So they used to put out a journal called the Torah Vahira. Most of the good things for Ramosha were later published in the Igros Moshe. But he has a tshuva there, what to do about Erev Pesach, Chalias, B'Shabbos, and Shalosh Shudas. So he says, but we should bake matzahs dafka not l'shma. And we'll eat that in Erev Pesach, because you're not running, you're not eating chametz. We're going to make sure it's not chametz, but we're not baking a l'shay matzahs mitzvah. So it's not a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, because it's not matzah you could use for the mitzvah. So Moshe said, we should dafka the years when Erev Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos, run a few days in the matzah factory or baking matzah that is not chametz, to make sure, though, that it's shaloi l'shei matzah's mitzvah. Okay, but I haven't heard of any, it's an interesting idea, and then we'll use that for Shalosh Shudas, but I haven't heard anybody doing that. What about matzah shira, though? Can you have matzah shira on Erev Pesach? That was the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that he had matzah shira on Erev Pesach. And he assumed, though, he could even have matzah shira on Pesach itself, because may peiros anat machmitz. So we're already chayshish for Rashi, though, right? We don't have matzah shira on Pesach, because we're afraid a little bit that it's chametz. So can you have matzah shira on Erev Pesach? Well, what about before the 10th hour, right? Let's say before the Zman Nisa chametz. Then you should for sure be able to have matzah shira, right? You should be sure, for sure, be able to have matzah shira. Why should one for sure be able to have matzah shira? Because it's minanafshach, right? Even if, you know, Rashi is correct that matzah shira is chametz, if not chametz, which is chayv and kares, but chametz nonetheless, and therefore we don't need it on Pesach, you could certainly have it before the 10th hour. You could have chametz mamish, you know, before the 10th hour. Rav Moshe said there were a lot of people, and we can sympathize with this, who didn't want to have chametz b'chlal in Erev Pesach Chalias b'Shabbos. Wait, coming this year, Erev Pesach going to be chal b'Shabbos. No one wants to have challah rolls sitting around in their house, and everyone's going to have a challah on Shabbos morning and Friday night. A lot of people don't want it. So what can you do for all three meals? Said Rav Moshe, have matzah shira. Do like the Magen Avraham, right? Have both meals in the morning, Shabbos lunch and Shalosh Shudas in the morning, and use matzah shira for all three meals. Meman of Shach, right? Because even if Rashi is correct that matzah shira is chametz, you certainly can't use it for the mitzvah matzah, right? It's not matzah that's able to be used for the mitzvah matzah because matzah shira, so much so that it's chametz according to Rashi. So as long as you had it before the 10th hour, it should be okay. What about if you want to, there were those who were opposed to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had a contemporary named Rav Moshe Rosen, who was the Rav in Hoboken. Hoboken today is not a Jewish community, to the best of my knowledge. Hoboken. But in those days, it was like a hatshteller. That was like getting, a job being the Rav in some, in West Englewood. You know, that was, this was the hot territory. Hoboken, Newark, these were the big Jewish, Jersey City. These were the five towns of the 1920s and 30s. So there was a Rav there named Rav Moshe Rosen, who wrote Sfarim called Nezer HaKodesh. They're kind of extinct. No one really uses them anymore. I have a set of the Sfarim. He was obviously a great guy. And predated Rav Moshe in America. So he was upset at Rav Moshe for saying that people should use Matzah Shira in Erev Pesach. He said, it's Bal Toisef. You ate it on the day of Pesach. They should use Chalas, and we should tell people to use Chalas. Who said you can make a day where people are going to have egg matzah the whole time? Then we just added on the day of Pesach. Instead of 8 days now, it's 9 days. It's like sitting in the sukkah the day after, on Simchas Torah, which is a shaila of Bal Toisef. Can you sit in the sukkah on Simchas Torah? You sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. We have to. Sit in there on Simchas Torah. It's already a shaila of Bal Toisef. So if you're going to add on a day of no matzah, it's already a Bal Toisef. That's a little bit of a joke. I mean, you're doing it out of convenience, you know? I don't think that's it's like he argues like sitting in the sukkah out of convenience. Many people ask that shaila this year. Can you sit in the sukkah on Simchas Torah? They wanted to eat outside, because of COVID reasons. It's already a shaila bal toisef, which is true. So over here, he argued then not to have matzah and Erev Pesach is already a bal toisef and Erev Pesach not to have challah and chametz and Erev Pesach chaliyos bishab is already a shaila bal toisef. That's a little bit far. That was his argument. But Rav Moshe, he was arguing with Rav Moshe. That Rav Moshe said you can have egg matzah on Erev Pesach as long as you eat it before the 10th hour. What about to have it after the 10th hour? Can I have for Shalosh Shudas in the afternoon egg matzah? According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, yes, for sure. It's not matzah. So you don't run, there isn't a problem of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, and it's not chametz either. Great. Perfect. What about according to the Ramah? The Ramah was chayshish for Rashi and the Ravid. The matzah shira, egg matzah, is a chashash of chametz. So can you have it after the 10th hour? We would have said no. And in fact, that's what the Rama says. The Rama says, Simen Tuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. Look over here. Oiskes. Yud Dalet Shekali Yoiz B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shekali Yoiz B'Shabbos. Boid Kin Leal Shloish Ha'asa. We're going to have to do B'dikos Chametz the night before. Umevar Nakol Afnei HaShabbos. We're going to have to do B'dikos Chametz before Shabbos. Umeshayrin Mazin Shtei Se'udos. Letzarech HaShabbos. You have to leave aside two, the amount of two meals. For the Seudah Shabbos, do Seudah Shlish is Man Acher. Mincha Vazenu Yochol La Soisa Loi B'Matav Loi B'Chametz El B'Matz Hashira. How are you going to have to be Yotze? You have to leave aside bread for two meals, Friday night, Shabbos morning. That's what it means. Mazon Shtei Seudah is bread for Friday night, Shabbos morning. What are you going to do about Shalosh Shudas? You'll use Matz Hashira. V'Tzarech La Soisa Koydem Shas Siris. But you have to do it. Lo B'Chametz El B'Matz Hashira. V'Tzarech La Soisa Koydem Shas Siris. You have to do it before. The 10th hour, right? Because then already you're not supposed to eat bread. It's already too close to Pesach. We're afraid you're going to eat too much and not eat the matzah l'tei oven. So that has nothing to do with Shalosh Shudas. That's eating anything at all. Erev Pesach, right? Samach l'mincha ketana, as we already said. You're not going to eat matzah l'tei oven, and therefore you're not supposed to eat anything. So you better eat Shalosh Shudas early. You have to eat Shalosh Shudas earlier than usual. So you make sure you eat matzah l'tei oven, but you can certainly have it after the Shah of Yisr Chametz, because Matzah Shira is not Chametz, and it's not Matzah. Great! It's the perfect solution for Erev Pesach Shechal Yisr B'Shabbos. Not so fast, says the Ramah. The Rambam said, I already told you. Come on, Simon Tov Samach Beis. I'm going to tell you later. Simon Tov Samach Beis of Dalid. We don't eat Matzah Shira. Yekayim Sudah Shlishis B'minei Peres B'vasa B'dagim. It was Minei Targima. It was Minei Targima. Something else. You can't have Matzah Shira. Now, Rabbi, I don't think I'm making a great speculative statement here, you know, that, or, you know, I'm really going out on a whim. By saying the Ramah here is Lishi Tosai, he basically says it. He does say it. And it's because of the Chashash of Issa Chametz, according to Rashi and the Ravid, Matzah Shira is the Chashash Chametz. So strangely enough, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say that. The Aruch HaShulchan says, nah, what the Ramah meant to say was, it's unbelievable, but this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says, or Beis Shechter accepts this too, that what the Ramah here means is, we don't have Matzah Shira lying around. You know why we don't have Matzah Shira lying around? Because we don't eat it on Pesach. Why don't we eat it on Pesach? Because, yes, of the chumras of Matzah Shira, that might not be chametz with the nisakaris, but it is chametz with the rabbanon, you know, it's chametz nuksha, whatever it is, it's somewhat quasi-chametz, but not real chametz. So we don't eat it on Pesach, we might own it on Pesach, we don't eat it on Pesach, and since we don't eat it on Pesach, we typically don't own it, right? How many people here have egg matzah in their house on Pesach? Anybody? No. It's hard to find, even. So who has it? No one has it. So who has it around? Why don't we have it around? The Rambam says, because look later on, I told you not to have it on Pesach. Since we don't have it around, it's not a solution for our Pesach Shchaliyos B'Shabbos. But Enoch Inami, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you would have it, if it is available, it can be used for Shalosh Shudas Erev Pesach Shchaliyos B'Shabbos. So look up here, says the Aruch HaShulchan, what a whopper of a Chiddush. He says, V'nir she'ena kavana d'gam b'erev Pesach, ein le'achol matzah shira. You're going to take this chumra so far? It's a chashash chametz, I get it. But erev Pesach, also you can't have it? Because of after the zman yisur chametz and erev Pesach, you can't have matzah shira? That's so far. L'fi aminik de'ein shum tam bazeh. El kavana kevan she'ein min ageinu le'achol b'Pesach matzah shira. Since we normally don't eat matzah shira, m'meile de'ein machinu etzleinu matzah shira. We don't bother making it, because we don't eat it. If it's just for Shalosh Shudas, we're not going to make a whole run of Matzah Shira in the Matzah bakeries. Again, the days before machine matzahs. It would be a big deal to make egg matzah in a hand matzah factory. Imagine the tumult that would create. Now we have it easily because it's all machine matzah. He says, first of all, you can do Suda Shlishis with a matzah ball. Matzah ball, certainly matzah shira. You can't use that for the mitzvah matzah. The harbe noga matzleinu ken vehikdem mine peres lebasa v'dagim. They basa dagim and matzah balls. V'dagim adifa mi peres linin sudas shlishis. Okay. But if you have it, it sounds like from the Aruch HaShulchan, he basically says that explicitly, that one could use it on Erev Pesach. We don't take the chumrah of not eating matzah shira on Pesach because of the chashash chametz for Rashi and the Ravid. The meperes are not machmitz for Issacharis, but it is machmitz, you know, quasi chametz. We don't take it that far in Erev Pesach. Even after this man Issacharis, you could have matzah shira. So that's why Rav Shechter's opinion is like this Aruch HaShulchan, that all the Rambam meant to say was we don't have matzah shira around because we don't eat it on Pesach. But if you would have it, certainly one could use it. It's interesting. And that's how Rav Moshe also paskin. Yeah, one could have matzah shira in Erev Pesach even after the zman isa chametz. Rav Moshe said, though, better if they would bake matzah that's not lishma. That's, that there's no chashash chametz there, right? We know it's not chametz because we watched over it. It's regular matzah, there's no meperis. And it can't be used for the mitzvah matzah because it's baked shaloi lishma. That would be better. But Rav Moshe is also willing to be lenient to have matzah shira until the 10th hour, right? Once they get close to the 10th hour in the day, then we have to be afraid that you're not going to eat the matzah with teyoven at the Leil HaSeder. But with those who are making that matzah shira, even beyond this man of Yisra Chometz. To me, it seems a little hard. I'm not the only one who's not happy about this, because it's not what the Ramah seems to say. The Ramah seems to say that you're not supposed to have matzah shira not on Pesach, and not on Erev Pesach, after this man of Yisra Chometz, because he's quite sure the matzah shira might be Chometz. And moreover, one of the arguments that Rabbi Rosen made against Rav Moshe, first he argued Rav Moshe is Bal Toisef. Then he argued Rav Moshe he can't have matzah shira after the zman itzah chametz. We have to be chayshish it's an itzah chametz. But then the final thing that he argued was that according to the Rambam, this is not even matzah shira. I gave you the wrong Rambam. The Rambam, when he's discussing what is matzah shira, it's a Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Lochehei. I'll read it to you. You should look it up. The Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah Lochehei. The Rambam says matzah shalosha b'mei peros yotze bo yedei chavasai b'pesach. You can use matzah according to the Rambam that was baked with mei peros. You can. That's regular matzah according to the Rambam. Mei peros is fine for matzah. Aval ein lashon oisa b'yayin o shemen o dvash o chalav. What is matzah shira? Is wine matzah, oil matzah, honey matzah, milk matzah? That's lechem, you know, that's matzah shira. You can't use that for the mitzvah matzah because of lechem oini, the pasuk says, right? But it's supposed to be a poor man's bread, and this is matzah shira. It has fancy things in it. But what is matzah shira? Wine matzah, oil matzah, honey matzah, milk matzah. If it's mei peros matzah, egg matzah, it doesn't even mention eggs. Apple juice matzah. It doesn't sound like that's good enough. That you can't have an Erev Pesach. That's regular matzah, according to the Rambam. It says, matzah shalosha b'mei peros yoytzei bo yedei chavasoi. It can be used for the mitzvah of matzah. What is matzah shira? It's only if it's baked with those other items. It says, egg matzah, according to the Rambam, is regular matzah. You might be able to use it for the mitzvah of matzah. So can you have it Erev Pesach? Shechalios b'Shabbos? No, that's no different than having regular matzah Erev Pesach. That we don't do. That's like Rusas with Kamov. So according to the Rambam, right, we said, that's the Aruch HaShulchan said, have matzah shir, have egg matzah or Pesach. Use that for shalosh. According to the Rambam, that's not matzah shir, that's regular matzah. The Rambam says, matzah shalosh may peros, yotze bo yedei chavasa Pesach. What is matzah shira that you can't use for the mitzvah, and therefore I can have Erev Pesach, because I can't use it for the mitzvah, is wine matzah, oil matzah, honey matzah, and milk matzah. Why should these be different than mei peros? Why is this matzah shira and not mei peros? So Meshechta likes to quote from an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer is in Yoredeya Sim Tov Chav Gimel. Avnei Nezer says a wild pshat. But it's so gishmar. Avnei Nezer says, based on a Mishnah Meshechta Schala, based on a Mishnah Meshechta Schala, and a Machlokes HaRishayim there, that according to the Rambam, the only ingredients that if you put together with the matzah that is considered to be part and parcel of the matzah is if you use liquids that are part of the Shiva Mashkim, those seven Mashkim that are Makshir LeKabbalas Tuma, four of which are Yayin, Shemen, Dvash, and Chalav. Why is that? Because those Shiva Mashkim, those seven liquids, everyone knows what I'm talking about. If you have fruits that grow on a tree, while they're on the tree, it's not makabel tuma because it's attached to the ground. Even after it comes off the tree and it's no longer attached to the ground, in order for it to be makabel tuma, the pasuk says in Parashat Shmini, it has to be come in contact with a liquid. What liquid? One of the shiva mashkim, either rain, right, or one of the seven liquids that we have. These four: blood. And what's the other one? Dew and rain, I think. Right? So it has to come into contact with one of these shiva mashkim. When it comes to contact with one of the Shiva Mashkim, it's called Hechsher LeKabbalas Tuma, and then it becomes prepared for Kabbalas Tuma. Before that, it's not Makabal Tuma. So according to the Rambam, the only liquids that adhere, that join up to become part of the dough, is if it's part of the Shiva Mashkim. If it's not one of the Shiva Mashkim, officially it's not Mechubar to the dough, and it's like I have bread with jam on top. So apple juice matzah is not apple juice matzah, it's matzah with apple juice on top. So that's good from the mitzvah of matzah, because it's not something else. It's not lechem oini. It is lechem oini with apple juice on top, because it's not mitztaref to the dough. Where did he get that from? Because the Mishnah says, Maseches Challah, Isa sheniloisha b'mei peros chayeves b'challah. If you need a dough with mei peros, it's all mitztaref for the shear of challah, and you have to take off part of it, right, and burn it. If, that's because the mei peros bind all of the flour together into one Isa. I have the requisite shear here, which we hold is 5 pounds. I have 5 pounds of flour. It's all mechuber yachad. Now, to take off the shear of challah, if it wouldn't be mechuber yachad, I have little dough, little dough, little dough, little dough, and I have nothing binding them all together. This is not the men's domain. Usually women know these halachas. If I don't bake enough of the flour, I don't have enough for a chiyuv of challah. You have to have 5 pounds all together. Between 3 and 5 pounds, you have to be mafish challah without a bracha. After 5 pounds, it's with a bracha. If I have less than that, there's no hafresh of challah. If anyone's ever gone to bake matzahs, you know this. They put all the matzahs in one bin, and then they put a sheet or a piece of paper over the top, and you're mafresh challah from all the matzahs in the bin, because they all have to be together. Without them being all together, there's no tseruf. You don't have the proper shear. There's no connection between them for the shear of Hafresh Shechara. Okay, so in order for them all to be together, to bind together, you have to have something that brings them together, an agent that brings them together. May Peiros brings them together. However, in the Rash, on that Mishnah Masechta Shechara, he quotes Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it's all May Peiros. All May Peiros bind it all together. They're a binding agent. Some Rishonim say it's only the Shiva Mashkim. And the Aram's opinion is it's only the Shiva Mashkim. Those seven liquids are binding agents and bind all the flour together to become one dough. If it's not from the Shiva Mashkim, it's not one of the seven official liquids, then it's something zaitik. It's irrelevant. It doesn't join up with the item. It doesn't become part of the item like, the water is makshir, the fruit, the kabbalah stuma. This is nothing. If it's not one of the Shiva Mashkim, apple juice, that's not makshir, the kabbalah stuma. In order to be makshir, kabbalah stuma, to adhere to the fruit, it has to be one of the Shiva Mashkim. So same is true for Fresh Eschala. Says the Rambam, the same is true for Matzah Shira. Why? Savnei Nezer explains, brilliant. What brilliance. Savnei Nezer explains, because otherwise it's a piece of bread with jam on top. It has raspberry jam, not raspberry juice. Raspberry juice doesn't join up. It's not mitzarif with the dough to become matzah shira. It's not rich man's bread. It's bread with jam. But one of the Shiva Mashkim is mitzarif with the dough. It does become part of it, so it becomes matzah shira. So according to the Rambam, in order to be matzah shira, and therefore exempt from the problem of the Yushalmi of not eating matzah in Erev Pesach, Chalias B'Shabbos, or Erev Pesach ever, right? You never got to have matzah in Erev Pesach unless you can't use this matzah for the mitzvah matzah. So either you have to bake the matzah Shalom Lishma or use matzah Shira. But what's matzah Shira? According to the Rambam, it's not May Peiros. May Peiros is regular matzah. The Rambam said you could use it for the mitzvah matzah. What can you not use for the mitzvah matzah is if it's baked with one of the Shiva Mashkim. So according to the Rambam, if you want to have matzah Shira, on our Pesach, it has to be made with, we're not going to have milk, probably not going to have honey or oil, that would be disgusting. We're going to have wine matzah. So if you can find egg matzah, you already know how to get exotic products. So there's a more rare product that's made in these kinds of years, white wine matzahs. Wow, white wine matzahs. If you can find these, you could Google it. You'll see that they make such an item. I don't know if Manischewitz makes it anymore. But in previous years, when Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, because there are a lot of people allergic to eggs anyway, they make white wine matzah. So according to the Rambam, that's the best kind of matzah shira. So B'Shef was recommended in the past that if you're going to... Matzah shira, he thinks you can have Erev Pesach. The only reason we don't have it Erev Pesach, because it's not around. It's true, on Pesach, we never eat it because of the Chashash Chometz. But that's only on Pesach, not Erev Pesach. But yet, what about the opinion of the Rambam? The opinion of the Rambam is it's not matzah shira unless it's made with one of the Shiva Mashkim. So if it's egg matzah, it's not even matzah shira in the first place. It's good matzah. You can use it for the mitzvah matzah. So now I have a problem with Yushalmi. Eating matzah or Pesach is like a bowl of our sesame based chametz. So you have to get the wine matzah. Wow. That would be the best. But I'm chayshish with this whole thing. The Rambam said we shouldn't have matzah shira and erev Pesach. I don't know why all of a sudden now everybody has to be so firm when it comes to shalosh shiras. The whole year, it's great. The whole year, please sit down and say my mizmor ledavid three times, and we should all say the askini sudasa. That would all be wonderful. And erev Pesach will have chalos b'shabbos. We'll have peros amini tagima. It says in the Gemara you can have peros amini tagima. We don't have to be firmer than the Rambam. The Rambam says peros amini tagima. I don't know why we have to outsmart the Rambam, but. Anyway, if you want to have your shalosh shiras and eat it too, you can the best eitzah is either to have maybe egg matzah, white wine matzah. We said the Magen Avraham would have two meals in the morning to kind of be yotzei everything. Let's just start the next sugya so we can get started, and then we'll end over here. So the Mishnah says at the beginning, our Pesach samach l'mincha lo yoichal adam ad shetechshach. You should not eat until it becomes dark. The Gemara says, why is this only Erev Pesach? This is true every Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not supposed to eat Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you should come into Shabbos and Yom Tov hungry. We said that this is going according to Rav Yaisi, that there is no need to come into Shabbos and Yom Tov hungry. This is only on Pesach because of the matzah. You should eat the matzah l'teyovan, but not in every Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, even according to that, the Taisus here is a different question. He says, "Makshinan divrei masal ad shetechshach. Makshinan amai itzrich ad shetechshach. Pshita." This whole thing is obvious, even though it's different than Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? So we get the question the Gemara was dealing with is why does it say Pesach and not Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why is this only true on Pesach? And we said, well, because it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not true on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can eat erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's the lo yoichal ad shetechshach. You can eat Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't eat an Erev Pesach. That's going on the Lo Yoichal part. But what about the fact that Achatechshach. It has to be until it gets dark. That's what Tosis is asking on. But that's obvious. And that's true on Shabbos and Yontif too. Of course you can't have the Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Yontif Achatechshach. Just like you can't have the Matzah Achatechshach. Of course you have to wait till it's night. If it's not night, it's not Shabbos and Yontif yet, it's not Pesach yet. How could you have your Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yontif, or the Matzah before it's Pesach, before it's Shabbos and Yontif? So the Gemara's question was dealing with, you know, the Lo Yoicha part. Why does it only say Lo Yoicha by Pesach and not by Shabbos and Yontif? We said it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos now is here is asking on the Achatechshach. Why does the Mishnah have to even say this? Isn't this obvious? Just say Arve Pesachim Sabachomim Kol Lo Yoicha. What's the Achatechshach? What is that adding over here? Of course you have to wait till Shabbos and Yontif. Of course you have to wait till it's Pesach. So the Gemara Gabi Shabbos Yom Tovim Mor Katanivay. And in fact, it is interesting. The Gemara doesn't say this by Shabbos and Yontif. It only says it by Pesach. You have to wait till Achatechshach. So Va'Omer Rimi Korbayo. The Rimi Korbayo said an important distinction. The Gabi Matzah Davka Ba'inan Achatechshach. Only by Matzah you have to wait till Achatechshach, as opposed to Shabbos and Yontif, where one can have the Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif even before Achatechshach. How can you have it before it's Shabbos and Yontif? Well, I can have Friday afternoon, my Suda Shabbos. What we're talking about is Bizman Shel Toisefes. We're talking about a person accepted Shabbos and Yontif early. So the opinion of the Rimi Korbayo was one could have the Suda Shabbos, the Suda Yontif, before it actually gets dark, Bizman Shel Toisefes. Like we know, we all daven, we're going to get to the Gemara and Brochis, Rav Tzori Shel Shabbos, Barav Shabbos, Rav Daven Mariv, Bizman Shel Toisefes, while we're still light outside, right, people make early Shabbos, so you can have Suda Shabbos, Bizman, that it's early Shabbos, but not Matzah, not Matzah. Matzah not, because the pasuk says ve'ichlos habasa b'layla hazeh u'matzah u'maror iskashu l'pesach. The carbon pesach has to be eaten while it's night, and the matzah and maror, of course, is eaten together with the carbon pesach or connect with the carbon pesach. They also have to be when it's night, not Sudas Shabbos and not Sudas Yontif. The Rabbeinu Yehuda disagrees. Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yontif have to wait till the night. We're going to have to see. They're probably arguing about something fundamental in terms of what is the definition, what is the parameters of Tosefes Shabbos. We're going to have to get involved in all of that. And eating, making early Shabbos, this is something we all do on a regular basis. We better know how to do it properly. So this is the early Shabbos sugya over here. And we'll have to figure out why is Matzah and Maror and Karban Pesach, why is all that different than Suda Shabbos, which might be able to be done during the Zman of Tosefes. All right, Chevra, I'll pick up here tomorrow, Mishnah.